Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Is it pleasing or displeasing to God to spend time doing leisure activities, reading fiction, playing video games, etc., or are we wasting time? That's a huge question. It's a very important one, too, because we spend a lot of time in leisure, right? I mean, if you think about just all the times in the day when you're taking a break or just doing something just because it's amusing or interesting or something, that adds up to a lot of time. If all that is sin, then we're in trouble. I don't have time to answer that question this morning. What I did do is, in our last men's gathering, I did a whole, I think, 45-minute or so message on that one question from the book of Ecclesiastes on how to have sanctified leisure and how do you know when it's too much and you're wasting time and how do you know when it's appropriate and good for the kingdom. Next one, there are examples in Scripture where someone was able to change God's mind through earnest, hard prayer. How do we know the line between submission and that? A great question, and the answer is there's no examples in Scripture that I know of where somebody was able to change God's mind about the past. You know, I don't know of any place where, you know, David lost a battle and then he prayed and says, God, change it around so that I won that battle. That doesn't happen. The way that you know the difference, the line that you draw between the two, is called the present. Whatever's in the past is what God has decided. That's set. That's done. It's decided. You know that's his plan. The future, we don't know his plan for sure. And so that's when we're earnest and active in praying. That's why I said it's not a passive resignation about the future at all. That's why Jesus was even saying, let this cup pass from me if it can fit in your will. So we do absolutely everything we can to bring about what we believe is God's desires and to pursue our own desires to the degree that they match his, up to the point where we would also say, nevertheless, your will be done. Whatever your plan is, I'm gonna accept that. So another line that you draw there is with worry. I'm not going to worry about your plan getting derailed. And I'm not going to fret over what's happened in the past, because that is for sure your plan. I'm just going to strive to fulfill your desires as much as I possibly can, to the degree that it's in my power. And where it's outside of my power, that's another line you draw, where you just say, I'm going to trust you, God, to do what your plan is. So I don't have to fret about, you know, who gets elected or what happens in this thing or that thing that's outside of my control. Just trust God, carry out his plan. And then the last question, suppose you would have found your wallet, but it was outside of God's plan. Is that possible, to be outside of God's plan without wanting to be? How do you know? And that's the beauty of the whole thing. I found my wallet, that's God's plan. If I found it without violating anything in his word, then I don't have to worry about it being outside of his plan. You see, when in the sermon it was a little bit misleading because I said I was thankful that I didn't find it, because if I found it outside of his plan, that would be a bad thing. That's also an impossible thing. I didn't mean to imply that that can actually happen. It can't. It can't. It's just that what I was rejoicing in is the fact that it can't. That I never have to worry about that. I never have to look back and say, oh, what my life would have been with that $300. Everything would have been different. You know, I don't have to worry about that. God didn't want me to have it. I'm glad I didn't have it. And I can have that attitude. But if I would have found it, I don't have to worry about, oh, maybe this is outside of your plan. And I found it, I just looked too hard and found it when I wasn't supposed to. No, that doesn't happen. God wants to hide something, he can hide it. So we don't have to fret over that.
After the first question, I mentioned the sermon on recreation. That sermon was preached on March 6th of 2009. I've got a link to it in the show notes for today's podcast. You can also go to treasuringgod.com and just look up that date, March 6th of 09. And I also made it into a blog that was published just today as well, so you can look that up if you'd rather read. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you back next time when we start the second half of the Lord's Prayer. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.